Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and this is another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you on the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon. This is going to be episode number 35. If you've been watching them over the years, that's wonderful, for you have much to learn about this hidden kingdom that's in you, most likely, and on the earth, through nature and animals, the weather, through leaders and politicians, through animals. And we're going to learn here in episode number 35, how did this kingdom, Satan's kingdom, the adversary of God, spiritual Babylon, here on earth, begin. I always like to open up my spiritual teachings with prayer. We need all the help we can get from the God of creation so that His light of knowledge and truth can help us to understand not only ourselves and our own mental health, our own thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our physical body, nature, other humanity, nations, and politics, and what happens in Satan's kingdom that's unseen to most of you versus the kingdom of heaven. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you, the God of creation, the God of this earth, the God of all life, oh, not the perverted life, but the God of righteous life, we thank you that you are teaching us through Pastor Deborah's words and her study. Help us to learn about this spiritual kingdom that we know nothing about or very little, or we make fun of it and we laugh about it. Father, help us to understand this spiritual kingdom of darkness that is ruled by Satan, the very adversary of God, the great dragon, the devil. Help us to learn. Teach us so that we can no longer become his slaves and we can be free of this ignorance and darkness that's in us so we can help other people here on the planet. In your name, your image and likeness, we pray. Amen. All right. We've got to find out how this all began here on earth. So we're going back into time, back through ancient history, but long before you and I were ever created in the womb of a woman. What we had learned in the previous one, that this ancient archangel named Lucifer, which actually meant light bearer and son of the morning, he had been created perfect and beautiful with all of God's gifts. And he was to pass on all that glory and use it for the kingdom of heaven. But his mind, his heart, got jealous of this God. He wanted all the glory that he was to pass on to this king of heaven. And then he was asked to do the most horrendous thing he ever thought. He would have to bow to the Son of God. And he wasn't going to do that. He felt he was a God himself, a creator of life, and he should be ruling a kingdom. Well, his whole nature changed, and he became perverted. And this cherubim, this archangel, became Satan, the adversary of God, and he was kicked out of the spiritual kingdom of heaven as lightning to the earth. Oh, I bet you that made a mess down here when all that power and evil came, and it did. It's not recorded, but we see a lot of its effects. The dinosaurs dying, tsunamis, whole nature changing. So this fallen cherubim, whose now name was Satan, the devil, the adversary of God, he came to man before he even got kicked out of heaven in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was on the earth. It still is, but it's protected by a fiery cherubim and a flaming sword. This Satan came down here and saw woman created out of man, the life-giving soul that he was, living in the garden on earth. But Satan was not allowed to walk in the spiritual presence of God on earth. He had been kicked out of that from heaven. So he could not come as himself. So he came into a serpent, a spirit being, and eternal, came into an earthly flesh serpent. We believe it had four legs. An animal of the earthly seen world that God had created. In this earthen body of the serpent, Satan came to man. He really came to woman, the partner, the soulmate, the wife of man. Because he could not directly speak to man that was Adam, because he was still connected to, obeying, and in God's presence and delight. And God's heart was in this living soul named Adam. The word Adam means dark earth. Dark earth. Because Adam was still in God's presence, his favor and delight, there in the Garden of Eden. Because the presence of God was there. Sin had not yet entered. Sin means disobedience, rebellion against God in a known command. Sin had not entered into the heart, the mind of this man, Adam, yet. The Almighty was still Lord in the land of the heart of man. The land of the heart was still in God's Eden. For God had said in his own heart, I will have sons and daughters of my own life, made in my image, a king, royalty, and my likeness, agape, love, to guard and protect my presence. For I am a spirit. I will put my Garden of Eden on earth, and I will put my likeness and my image, my spiritual child, man, in it. In an earth and dirt body, a new territory that was created, for this King of Heaven was going to expand and create a new territory called earth. And this man was going to be called a human. H-U means humus, a dirt, with a spirit being called man in it. Man carried the breath of life in him, for it was breathed into him by his own Father upon his creation. And this man, this human, was to keep God's spiritual presence on earth, clean and pure, obey it, be its servant for him. God was taking new territory, creating new lands, putting a colony on it, humans. So the culture of heaven, the rules, the laws of creation could come through this man in a dirt body. This man, called Adam, would be God's steward and manager as he built the spiritual kingdom of heaven on earth in the seen world. From the unseen, with manager's unseen spirit part of us, to subdue and dominate the seen world, to show my glory from out of the unseen to the seen. Eden, my very presence, my holy mountain, the very midst of the stones of fire, the spiritual world heaven. This was the spot, the place, the spiritual environment of the kingdom of heaven that God's creation called man in a dirt body would function, live, reside properly, and he would survive in it. He didn't really need to work. He was told he could eat of all the trees and the fruit of the garden. Also, Eden, the garden of God's presence and delight, was in man's spiritual heart and soul. God's presence was the life-sustaining environment, the light of this human and of the garden. God's presence was man's spiritual home. God was the Lord and King of man's heart. Fish needed water to live. Plants needed dirt. Man, a spiritual being, needed God's presence to live. The Garden of Eden was the spiritual environment where an open door to God existed with no end. Eden was where fellowship with God happened 24/7. Eden was where God walked, taught. All spiritual and natural authority was there through him and this human. Miracles happened. Dominion of the earth occurred. Man functioned according to God's design, after his image and his likeness, and for the purposes of God. Eden was where man could become all God had designed him and created him to be. Eden was where man would be fruitful, produce all that God had placed in him. Eden was where man would be the spiritual ruler of the earth, a steward and a manager and a minister of the kingdom of heaven, bringing the culture and the laws and righteousness and justice and God's presence to the land. Eden was where God and man were one. Eden, God's very own heart. Outside of this heavenly environment, man, a spiritual being, did not function as God intended. Man needed God's presence to live and become all God intended him to be in the dirt body on this newly created land called Earth. God's Garden of Eden was life and connection to God. The garden was the hedge of protection around Eden. The garden, the place of God's presence in the spiritual world that had become a wilderness when Lucifer had been cast down out of heaven. Part of the earth had already been destroyed and was now in the Satan's kingdom. And all of that was already outside of the Garden of Eden. But man was not there yet at the beginning. They had not fallen. They had not disobeyed, sinned against God. The Garden of Eden, a spiritual place in a wilderness on this new planet called Earth. The Garden of Eden, a spiritual place for man to live in, be a steward of, keep, and to allow God's great glory to be seen in the seen world on the earth. And man was to cover and protect, guard God's Garden of Eden, his very presence on earth above all. This was man's job, you little one and me. This had been Lucifer's job in heaven, guard and protect the very presence and glory of God, pass on all glory to him, give him all the reverence, serve him willingly. God's presence was so precious to God, He would not allow any spiritual being to be in it. If they sinned, they rebelled. If their heart had become impure and vile, like Lucifer's had, and had become Satan, the adversary of God. Lucifer disobeyed God. He was cast out of the very presence of God, out of the territory, the land called heaven, and cast down as lightning, thrown down to the earth. And there, the destruction began. Okay, you might ask, but all this stuff about the garden doesn't tell me anything about the kingdom of darkness. We're getting there. It is so good that you are wanting to know more about this kingdom of darkness. For you have been and are still living in it, probably, this day. God tells us that when Lucifer fell from heaven, he was cast down to the ground. Things happened. He did weaken the nations, the people. That's you. The earth trembled. Earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. Kingdoms shook. The plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the human kingdom shook. The spiritual world was made a wilderness on planet Earth, except in the garden. The cities were destroyed. Terror was now in the spiritual world on planet Earth through Satan, and one-third of all of the angels that were in heaven, they came down with him to this planet, and most of them are still here today. God wants you to know exactly what happened in the heart of Lucifer that made his heart become the very kingdom of darkness and ignorance, sin, hate, and jealousy, perversion, and even anti-God. By seeing the transformation of Lucifer's heart to Satan, the adversary of God, you will begin to see and understand the land of the heart of yourself and of humanity and of nature, the weather, and you will learn much you have not learned. So you come back to the next episode, episode number 36 of the Kingdom of Darkness, Spiritual Babylon. Remember, you must be a student and a disciple of history. Even the Quran speaks about Satan. Evil, wicked spirits named jinns. The spirit world. How many of you have ever been in witchcraft and psychics and voodoo? There is a realm out there that Satan controls. Many of it is in you. And nature can come through trees and animals. You see how the weather is and people and leaders and politics. That's not God when you see that. So you come back to the next episode, number 36, and we'll keep teaching. And I hope you'll keep learning. All right. Bye-bye.